Look at your Bible there, number 6:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine, or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes, or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. Now, let me ask you this. According to this scripture, is it possible for Jesus Christ to have been a Nazarite? No way. Why? Because Jesus Christ drank wine. Yeah. Jesus Christ ate grapes and fruit. Look, the Bible says that the Nazarite can't even eat a raisin. He can't even eat grape nut cereal, okay? He can't eat a raisin. He can't eat anything that comes from the vine. No grape, no wine, no fruit juice, no vinegar, nothing. Okay, Christ drank these things, so therefore that proves that Christ was not a Nazarite. Case closed. But it's just ignorance of the Bible where people, oh, Jesus was a Nazarite. He had long hair. Wrong. It's not what the Bible teaches. He was a Nazarene because he lived in a town called Nazareth. Okay. Look at verse number 5. All the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come upon his head until the days be fulfilled in the which he separateth himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy and shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. So, we're learning a few things about the Nazarite. First of all, the Nazarite vow in Numbers chapter 6 is a temporary vow. There's a certain time period, and during those days of separation, he's not to touch any grapes, no raisins, no grape juice, no vinegar, nothing. Okay? And during that time, he's supposed to let his hair grow out, which is abnormal because men are normally to keep their hair short. So this is an exception where they're supposed to let their hair grow out. No razor shall come upon their head, and they shall let the locks of the hair of their head grow. Now, I've heard some people try to explain this away and say, well, he wasn't telling them to have long hair. They just can't shave it completely bald. But that's not what it says. It specifically says, let it grow. Let the locks grow. And locks are large clumps of hair. So it's saying, let the locks of his head grow. But these are the type of people who can't understand that there could be an exception to a rule. So in general, the rule is short hair on men, long hair on women. This is the exception. If they do this Nazarite vow, they're supposed to let their hair grow out in addition to abstaining from all grapes and grape juice and raisins. Then it says this, verse number 6, all the days that he separateth himself unto the Lord, he shall come at no dead body. Now, Jesus doesn't qualify for that one either because Jesus Christ frequently came at dead bodies and raised them back to life.
Yeah.
Okay, so during this period of time, they were to let their hair grow long, which Jesus did not do because he was the image of God. And because in the Garden of Gethsemane, they didn't say, grab the one with the long hair. They said, it's the one that I'll kiss. Judas had to kiss him because he looked like everybody else. Jesus ate grapes, drank wine, and Jesus came at dead bodies.